We are getting new information today about President Trump's impeachment defense team. Ken Starr, the man whose investigation led to the impeachment of President Clinton, will join President Trump's legal team when the Senate starts hearing evidence early next week. Also involved, former Harvard Law professor Alan Dershowitz, who became something of a star over the years when he defended high-profile clients like Jeffrey Epstein and O.J. Simpson. Let's bring in Barbara McQuaid. She's a former U.S. attorney appointed by President Obama. She is not on the president's legal team. She is a professor at the University of Michigan Law School now. Professor McQuaid, welcome back.
Thanks, Peter. Glad to be here.
And what do these two pretty big names tell you about the president's impeachment strategy?
You know, both of these are very good lawyers. They've had long and accomplished careers. They both come with a certain amount of baggage, though, in light of scandals that they've each been involved with, their household names. And it really suggests that President Trump goes as much for image and tribe as he does for argument on the merits. I think if I were in his position and looking for the best lawyer out there, it probably wouldn't be a household name. It would probably be somebody who has successfully argued significant white-collar cases and constitutional matters in the courts in recent years. These two suggest to me more that he's as much interested in image as he is in legal acumen.
A statement from the office of Alan Dershowitz today said that he will be presenting oral arguments at the Senate trial to address the constitutional arguments against impeachment and removal. It went on to say that while Professor Dershowitz is nonpartisan when it comes to the Constitution, he opposed the impeachment of President Bill Clinton and voted for Hillary Clinton. So trying to make a point there that he's not being partisan in choosing to join this team. But wouldn't any lawyer have a hard time making that case, getting involved in something so political?
Yes, and I think when lawyers consider whether they want to get involved in something like this, they think about how it's going to affect their ability to practice law in the future. Now, both of them in their 80s and 70s are probably late enough in their career that they're not so worried about what comes next after a case like this. But it's important to set aside one's individual opinions and argue cases on the facts and on the law. But in a case like this, it's as much a political decision as it is a decision on the merits, and it's intended to be as impeachment. And so I think President Trump is, again, working to win in the court of public opinion as much as he is in the court of the Senate.
I want to ask you about new evidence this week from Rudy Giuliani's associate Lev Parnas. Now, he was a key part of the campaign to pressure Ukraine to investigate the Bidens. He said that President Trump knew exactly what was going on and that he didn't do anything without the consent of Rudy Giuliani, who's the president's personal attorney, or the president. President Trump denies it. He said yesterday that he didn't know Parnas, and here he is in the Oval Office.
I don't know him at all. Don't know what he's about. Don't know where he comes from. Know nothing about him. I can only tell you this thing is a big hoax. It's a big hoax.
And we should say that Parnas was indicted in October on campaign finance charges. The president's supporters say he's not trustworthy for that reason. But do those allegations change the landscape of the upcoming impeachment trial at all?
I think so. You know, to me, one of the things that it suggests most is there's an awful lot of information out there that we still don't know about. And even if Lev Parnas himself is not someone to be called as a witness, there are plenty of people who are. Lev Parnas is the kind of guy who presents as a cooperator frequently for prosecutors. And, you know, you don't just take his word that President Trump was behind all of this and everyone was in the loop. You really try to pin him down and find out who else was present when these statements were made. What documents do you have that can support what you're saying? And then you use that evidence as the evidence in your case. But to me, it suggests that there's an awful lot we don't know. And I would want to hear from those firsthand witnesses like John Bolton and Mick Mulvaney and Mike Pompeo, the people who were in the room and had the conversations with President Trump.
At this point, what are the odds of that, in your opinion?
I think they're pretty low, but it just in light of what we've heard from Mitch McConnell, who leads the proceedings, you would need to have a majority of senators vote in favor of witnesses. That hasn't happened yet, but I think the way it could change is if information continues to trickle out, as it has over the past few weeks, at some point there may be enough public and political pressure on the Senate to recognize that they have to listen to this evidence before they can make a decision. And the risk to those senators, if they acquit quickly without hearing any evidence, is as this evidence continues to trickle out in the coming weeks and years, I think they're going to look like enablers if they acquitted without hearing that evidence.
Democrats are looking for 4 Republican senators. They're close, but yes, as you say, we will see. Now, I'm really interested in the nuts and bolts of how this Senate trial will play out. I mean, you know, if you weren't around for the Bill Clinton impeachment, you certainly weren't around for the Andrew Johnson impeachment in the 1800s. What is going to happen? How long will this take? And how much of the hearing, the trial, will the public hear?
Well, in the Bill Clinton case, some of it went off and was presented to a smaller committee. It wasn't presented before the full Senate so that they could be fact finders. In the Bill Clinton trial, they did actually hear from 3 live witnesses that was negotiated among the parties. And then a summary was presented to the full Senate.
Mm-hmm.
The Constitution is really silent on what a trial must look like. It just says that the Senate shall have the sole power to try cases of impeachment. And
yeah.
So the senators themselves really can decide what that process looks like. They have some rules currently that permits them to call witnesses, and so we'll have to see what they agree to.
Barbara McQuaid, thanks so much.
Thanks, Peter.